this morning's message is the fourth agreement from this book by Don Miguel Ruiz. The fourth agreement. The fourth agreement is always do your best. Always do your best.
Amen.
Yeah. I want to read a quote. I stumbled upon it and I loved it. It's from a Michelle Marlos. She's a mindfulness coach. And this quote reads, "The beauty of life is impermanence. Every season comes to an end. But with every ending, there comes a new beginning. Each chapter brings lessons to learn and joys to experience. Trust that your story is still unfolding beautifully. Embrace change. Take comfort in knowing that this too shall pass. And stay curious. Stay curious about what is to come. No feeling or situation is ever final. There's always something new on the horizon. Always something new on the horizon." And I add to this, and in the midst of it all, always do your best. Yeah. So what does your best mean? What does your best mean? Does it mean being better than anyone? Does it mean being boastful?
No.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The dictionary definition that impressed me most was, the best is to operate from the highest degree. And I add to the highest degree within you.
Sure.
Don't look at anyone else. It's to the highest degree that is within you. You know, we're all a little bit different, aren't we?
Yes.
We're all a little bit different in our thinking and how we go about this thing called human existence. You want to do the best to the highest degree that is in you. Of our human self, what has happened? We've been programmed to think our best is being better than anyone else. Competition. Yeah, competition is all right, but the competition should be you doing better than you did before. You growing, you learning the lessons, you moving through this thing at the highest state of consciousness that you have. Not that Sally or Jane or anyone next to you has, that you have. Now this might surprise you. First and foremost, you are not in competition with anyone. Do I need to repeat that?
No.
You are not in competition with anyone. Sometimes we look at someone and say, oh, well, I wish I could run as fast as her. You are not in competition with anyone. Spirit operates through you in a most unique way. You know, you want to be the best you can be to do what is yours to do from the highest degree of integrity within you. Your best is active, it's not static. It changes, it shifts with your energy, emotions, and circumstances. It's a wholehearted effort. It's the wholehearted effort that you offer in the moment that you're in. Yeah. I used to have a big challenge in bowling. Yes, I bowl. And I used to have a big challenge because I wanted to be like the best bowlers. I wanted to be up there with them. I wanted to push. And then one day, a spirit spoke through me and said, just do the best you can do with what you're working with.
Amen.
Just do the best that you can do with what you're working with. And yes, I felt that rush. And I went up to that line and I threw that ball, and you know what? I got a strike. So, you know, a competition, if you want to compete with anyone, compete with yourself. What you did yesterday, then strive to do it better today. Not to do it better than Jane. Sorry, Jane. But to do it better than what you did. And what you did. Ecclesiastes verse chapter 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Don't slack. Do it with all your might. If you're going to do, I tell myself, you need to say no if you don't want to do it to the best of your ability. Say no. Because we want to always do our best. Always do our best. And what? Doing your best, giving your full attention, even to the small task, is great. It's amazing how the service comes together in oneness. Elizabeth quoted from Dr. Martin Luther King, and as I was preparing for this lesson, I was steered to look at a talk that he gave. And 6 months before he was assassinated, Dr. Martin Luther King spoke to a group of students at Barrett Junior High School in Philadelphia on October, I'll even give you the date, October 26, 1967. And I'm going to read an excerpt from that speech because it can do more in reading that to you than I can stand here and talk about. So he began, he said, well, he didn't begin. I'm going to the middle of the talk, and he says, when you discover what you will be in your life, set out to do it as if God Almighty called you to this particular moment in history to do it. Don't just set out to do a good job. Set out to do such a job that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it any better.
Wow.
If it falls, and your lot is to be a street sweeper, sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Leonardo Price, that's an opera singer, sings before the Metropolitan Opera. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper and who swept his job well. I just love that. Because that tells me whatever you do, be the best at what it is you do. Mm-hmm. The best for you. Let's not make it into a competition. Now, Martin Luther King went on to say, and this I love, if you can't be a pine tree at the top of the hill, be a shrub in the valley. Be the best little shrub on the side of the hill. Be a brush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, then a star. For it isn't by size that you win or fail. It isn't by size that you win or fail. Now, around here, if something needs doing, let's say pull weeds outside, what are you going to be? The best weed puller that you can be. It doesn't matter that it may be a menial job. If you're going to sweep the floor or vacuum, what are you going to be?
The best
floor sweeper.
Right. It doesn't matter that it's not a glorified position. Some of the tasks that you voluntarily do they're just as great as me standing here giving you a Sunday lesson. Because it makes an impact. It makes a difference. And when you do it from the best that is in you, what happens? You lift the community. You lift the community. You add to the spiritual environment. You know, in our unity principles and practices, we learn the value of all service lies in the spirit in which you serve, not in the magnitude of the service. So even the simplest act done in love becomes what? It becomes sacred. Sacred. The world measures value by size, visibility, applause. But I read a quote and it said, a grand gesture done for recognition pales beside a quiet offer of kindness and love. And that's what we're about, aren't we? We're here to be love. We're here to let the love of God express through us and reach out and touch others.
Amen.
Yeah, are you with me?
Amen.
Yeah. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, he taught us that the soul's growth depends more on the spirit in which we give than on the act. The soul's growth depends more on the spirit in which we give or the spirit in which we do things than the act itself. What is it that's stirring in you to do? What's your desire? What have you been doing that you may need to reconsider and do your best? Do the best that is in you. Not competing with anyone, not to live up to anyone else's standards. Because that happens, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Can you think of a time when you may have tried to live up to someone else's standard? Yeah, me and bowling. Be you. Be you. Tap into that is within you that is great. Tap into that is within you that if you were to disappear, that energy, that vibration would move with you, because you're a necessary part of the whole. And the whole is the spirit and the likeness and the energy of God. And that's what we're here to learn to be and to do. Yeah. Colossians 3 and 23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if you're working for the Lord. And you are working. What's the Lord? The Lord is that that is within us, right?
Right.
That divinity. We are a part of the whole. And I want to be expressive of that, don't you? Yeah, we all do. That's why we come in here. That's why we come to classes. That's why we come together. Don Miguel Ruiz's chapter 5, Always Do Your Best, teaches that this fourth agreement is the key to integrating all the other three. It's the glue. It brings all the other three together. To be your best, be impeccable with your word. To be your best, don't take anything personally. To be your best, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. Your best actually is not about perfection. It's about presence and how much you put into what it is that you do. God is good. That life moves in and throughout us. How can we not do the best that we can do? Knowing that being the truth of our being. You have a handout this morning. It's a responsive reading for this lesson. I am going to read, and then I'm going to ask you to join me in the congregation response. And I hope you're taking these handouts that I've been giving you. You should have 4 now from the fourth. This is the fourth Sunday of this lesson. This is the conclusion. You have these handouts. I hope you're looking at them and using some of them in your quiet time. So, whatever I do with all my heart. Together, I give my best, not to impress, but to bless. My best is not perfection, it's presence. Together, I show up with love, faith, and sincerity. In every moment, I align with Spirit. Together, I let the Christ within guide my thoughts and actions. I release judgment and embrace grace. Together, I trust that my best is enough. Whether I plant or harvest, speak or listen, together, I do it all as a sacred offering. And together, all of us, I do my best, and Spirit does the rest.
Amen.
Yeah, so take a deep breath in. Let's prepare ourselves for a time of prayer by affirming the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So let's take, take a deep breath. And relax into this moment, right here, right now. This is our moment. One presence, one power, moving in and throughout the universe. And as we let our bodies relax, and as we let our hearts open, we release the need to be perfect. We honor the divine rhythm that is within us. There is no competition in spirit. Our best may be quiet, or our best may be bold, simple or profound. Our best may be a kind word to one in need, or a thoughtful pause, or a prayer whispered in silence. Trust that Spirit moves through you. Offer your best, not for reward or to boast or to be greater than anyone else, but as a sacred act of love. I want you to affirm this to yourself, quietly, deep within. I am enough, and my effort is enough. And I rest in knowing that God multiplies every seed I sow. I am enough. My effort is enough. I rest in knowing that God multiplies every seed I sow. Take a few moments in the quiet, affirming that I am enough. Holy Spirit, we know you are moving in and throughout us as the activity of God. And we open our hearts and our minds to do the best that we can do in this moment, right here, right now. And as we go throughout our days, we know quietly deep within, I do the best that I can do, and my best is good enough. I am the loving expression of my best. I act in joy, serve with zeal, and rest in grace. My best is a gift to the world and a reflection of God's love. I am the loving expression of my best. So I give thanks right here, right now, for being all that I can be. For listening to Spirit, for moving with joy in my heart, for doing the best I can do. And for this and all things, dear God, I just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is.